ओम सुभाष लव तिरुपति श्री राधे गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय।
जय श्री जी भक्ति राम गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय।
जय श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत शशि गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमन महाप्रभु की
जय।
रूपानंद गुरुवर्ग की
जय।
प्रणाम संकीर्तन की
जय।
समवेद और वैष्णव मंडली की
जय।
ऑल द ऑस्ट्रेलियन डिवोटीज की
जय।
ऑल वर्ल्ड डिवोटीज की
जय।
बहुल ब्रह्मानंदे। रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ द डिवोटीज, आई एम सिंगिंग दिस सॉन्ग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ गुरु महाराज ओम विष्णुवाद श्रील भक्ति रखक श्री राधेव गोस्वामी। दिस वे आई एम स्टार्टिंग टू आवर मीटिंग टुडे। श्री गुरु आरती स्तुति।
जय गुरु महाराज ज्योतिराजेश्वर।
Thank you. সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি, জয় আচার্য দেব শিল গোবিন্দ মহারাজ কি, জয় নিত্যদীর ভূমিষ্ঠ পরমহংস শিশির লক্ষ্মী রক্ষক শ্রীধর দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি, শ্রী গৌর হরি কি জয়, হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়, শ্রী চৈতন্য সার কি জয়, সমবেদ ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে ওম জ্ঞান তুমি রন্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জন শলাকয় চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ। বাঞ্ছা কপটরুভ্যশ্চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। নমো মহাবদন্নায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরতিষে নমঃ। হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধ দীনবন্ধ জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তে, তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে। ভেরি ফর্চুনেট ইন দি এক্সট্রিম টু হিয়ার দি গ্লোরিজ বিং সং of Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Raj Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Actually, the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, responsible for the dramatic and depth in the hearts of the devotees, awakenment of Krishna consciousness all over the world, is Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Whether we know it or not, the fact is clear. If we search historically or philosophically or scripturally, or just by our feelings, we can find that in the background of the whole Krishna consciousness movement is Srila Sridhara Maharaj. At times it may be difficult for some to realize that because of the unassuming and almost anonymous manifestation of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Srila Sridhara Maharaj's contribution to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's been acclaimed by many stalwarts and great Vaishnavas in India. Practically all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, namely his godbrothers, they felt that way, that his contribution was unparalleled. And also his Gurudev gave him recognition, supreme recognition. When he first heard his composition, devotional composition to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, At least now I can see one person who will be able to represent me in the future when I leave this world. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada also told the editor of his daily newspaper, Nadia Prakash, that if you have articles in that newspaper by Srila Sridhara Maharaj, it will add dignity. you'll have a dignity of the dignity of your paper will be enhanced. In this way, there are unlimited in unlimited instances we hear of the glories of Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Yet for himself, he gave the most unassuming appearance to the unknowing, at least. Those who would approach him, or may have had the fortune to approach him, could see more of the depth through that unassuming appearance. Sometimes we reflect that in India, we have a culture in which kings bow to beggars with joy. Generally, we think that kings are everything. But in Vedic culture, and in more than that, Krishna conscious culture or Vaishnava culture, we find that even kings bow to beggars. Because when a beggar, so to say, if we can leave off the undesirable connotation of the word, a person who has nothing in this world, but if he is Vaishnav, or if he is a devotee of Krishna, he's not a beggar in the low sense of the word, but he's a person who begs us to take the life of Krishna's service, the service of Sri Krishna. And they are called bhikshu. If somebody translates bhikshu, it's supposed to mean beggar. But that does not give the real meaning of the word. But it is a person who has given everything to the Supreme Lord, and in this plane, actually, he has nothing. And as such, they don't beg for the mundane emoluments of this plane. As Thakur Srila Bhaktivinoda mentioned, Radha Krishna Bolo Sange Cholo E Matro Vikachai. The only thing I'm begging you is come with us and chant the holy names of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. As Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhara Maharaj, in the early manifestation of his pastimes, he preached extremely vigorously all over India and the Bombay, Kurukshetra, Madras, and also the place where Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held their most glorious conversation, well known to all the Vaishnavas. That very place was discovered, or shall we say, uncovered by Srila Sridhara Maharaj on the order of his Gurudev. And before sending him, before charging him with that duty, he gave him the name Sri Ramananda Das. I once asked Srila Govinda Maharaj, was it before or after? He said it was before. I thought it was, he found the place, then he was given the title Ramananda Das. But Srila Govinda Maharaj told me, no, before sending him. That illustrates to us his deep faith in his beloved disciple, Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Now you will find this place, show us this place, but before you go, your name is Ramananda Das. And there are also, in the teachings of the Sampradaya, many new revelations given by Srila Sridhara Maharaj that were not given before. Given, but not developed to the degree that Srila Guru Maharaj developed them, such as the commentary of the Gayatri Mantra, his commentary on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. On hearing his commentary of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, remarked, "What more could there be than this?" In other words, there is nothing more than this. What you have given, your commentary, your development of the inner, deepmost thought of Bhagavad Gita, There's nothing more than this. And as he traveled all over the world, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj carried with him that divine love and affection and regard for Srila Sridhara Maharaj. So that now, all over the world, people have come to hear of his glories. And the best person to represent those glories is the writer of the song that we just heard. And this is the real fortune of our fortune, that fulfilling the wish, the inner wish of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, now Srila Govinda Maharaj is traveling all over the world and distributing the glories of Guru Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his entourage and the divine transcendental knowledge of Sri Golok Dham. This wave is now flooding all over the world. Actually, if Srila Maharaj didn't travel, I think he would still do it somehow. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj used to say about Srila Sridhara Maharaj, he is Jagat Guru, Guru of the entire universe, without leaving his back porch. So in these ways, in this way, there are extra special, unparalleled glories of the great Vaishnavas. And we know that Srila Govinda Maharaj gave his life to the lotus feet of Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Therefore, what greater benefit and hope could there be for all the souls all over the universe than to hear from the lotus mouth of his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Maharaj. Dhanavat Maharaj, so kind of you to grace us, and with your blessings we like to hear from you. Anything you like to say. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki. Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki. God Premanande.
We are very happy today. We have got our dear God brother and friend, Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj here. You have seen Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj before also. Last year when we came here, under his guidance, my tour was organized. But this year we have got Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj for the time being. And feeling so fortunate. It is my prayer to His Holiness. He please bestow His mercy upon us through His divine speech. He is coming from America, San Jose, there is our temple. And he is in charge of that entire America, South America, our mission, missionary in charge. And please, he bestow his upon by his mercy upon us. This is my prayer to His Holiness.
Jai Chidambi Swami Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki.
Mandeyam Shri Guru Shiyata Parakamam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sanvaitam Savadutam Parijina Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyanajana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Mancha kapatarubhyascha, kriva sindhu vyevacha, patitanam bhavenibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Namo mahabharanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishna krishna chaitanya namane gaurati vishay namo. One point that Shripad Sagar Maharaj mentioned, which I thought was very pertinent, is when he said that in India, the culture is such that a king will bow to the lotus feet of a beggar, bow to a beggar. So we might ask, but why is it actually that a king will bow to a beggar? We can say that in this mundane world in which we live, that if a person is materially very successful, if he has much facility, and as a result, for instance, many servants, then he's considered to be well situated. But we can say, actually, in our progressive life, in our advancement towards the real goal of life, we could say that if a person has many guardians or protectors, then he is in a good position. This world, the man has many people serving his whims, his desires, on the plane of exploitation, then he's well situated. But for ourselves, if we have people, if we have divine guardians, persons who are actually looking always for our own well-being, then what more could we ask for? I remember that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he used to talk about the culture, spiritual culture of India, and he used to compare it with the material advancement of the West. And he would say that the West is like a strong person who has the ability to do so much work and run very quick, like a strong person who has the ability to run and do so much work, but who is blind. He has no vision. He would compare India to a person who could see very nicely, but was lame, could not walk. So, actually, then we heard that analogy of how if the if the person, if the vigorous man who could not see would carry the man with vision on his shoulders, then together he would get guidance and at the same time he could move quickly. Of course, on one level, of course, seeing the difference between Western and culture and in the spiritual culture of India, we could say that works. But also, that same situation holds for that of the spirit soul himself. Because we have heard on the plane of consciousness, the actual plane of consciousness, which that the individual jiva, he has no activities in this mundane world. He's actually, his nature is to be active in the spiritual world, but not on this mundane plane. He doesn't have any real. Of course, he's present. He's present in the heart, and as a result of his presence, the whole body is illuminated with consciousness. And the Lord also is present in within the heart. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto mata smritir jnanam apavanam cha. But this, the soul himself, he does not participate in the levels of consciousness when one is found on the absorbed in exploitation or absorbed in renunciation. That is not the activity of the soul. He's there in the form of consciousness, but he has no direct participation. The participation comes actually from above. That descends to the spirit soul. He is given, just like we can, one example is that of a young person, who is not yet legally responsible before the eyes of the law. He's a minor, and although from his father he has a rich inheritance, he is not yet able to administrate that inheritance because of his age, being too young. So he takes the guidance of some counselors, but those counselors usurp his property. That is the mind and the intelligence. They usurp. They say that they are acting. Our mind and our senses, they say that they are acting in our behalf, but actually it is a lie. It is usurpation. We ourselves are not participating in this plane of activities. But we have these bad counselors who say that they're acting in our name, but actually they are not. So the only hope for a person in that situation is when he receives the guidance of a senior or major soul, which is the spiritual master. Divine mercy descends to us in the form of that guidance. And otherwise, although we have the full right to the to the wealth of our father, until we can get a proper help, we cannot actually see, and we cannot actually act in that plane. So we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhoksaje Haituki Yapradiyata Yayatma Suprasidati. We hear there the wisdom of the Bhagavatams, where it says that one should establish or have that position, or rather all his actions should be directed towards the loving service of the Lord. And it is said that on that plane, one's actions should be those of without any kind of his actions should not have any material motivation, should be selfless, and they should be uninterrupted. Yayatma suprasidati, that'll be the real activities of the soul. But we can say that since we are in the position of Buddhaji, or we are in the position of, if we can say, in general, not speaking of the devotees, but I'm saying, if the position of the persons of this world is that they are in a lower position, then how they will be able to act in an unselfish, uninterested manner, disinterested manner, and how they can also act without any kind of cessation in their activities, how can they do like that when they're coming from this plane of absorbed in this plane of exploitation, in this plane of renunciation, how can they know these kind of actions? Then then we feel that the answer, we've heard one exchange between Sridhar Maharaj and one person at the Arya Samaj in Karachi. And there, one person said to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said, if the unlimited supreme can be known, if the infinite can be known by the infinitesimal, then if the infinitesimal can know the infinite, then he's not infinite. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj replied that if the infinite cannot make himself known to the finite, then he's not infinite. So we see that the infinite Lord can make himself known to the finite soul, but that is done through the agency of the divine guardian. That the mercy can descend to this plane, can descend to us, but it will descend always through a person. The whole spiritual world is always that of person, of personality. And mercy is accompanied by a person. So we see that this Krishna conscious world, the world of the devotees, had such guidance in the personality of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada when he came and gave mercy to so many persons. And we have heard from Sripad Sagar Maharaj of the infinite glories of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Actually, that if we do not have the help of these messengers of Sri Gaurangadev, then on our basis of our own activities, we cannot just on the basis of our own endeavors hope to be properly situated. Rather, what we'll find is more of what the Bhagavatam describes as dharma svanustitam pumsam vishvaksena katasuyaha notparayad yadiratim shramaeva ikevalam. Rather, instead of obtaining some result from our activities, we'll find that it is not enough just to go on with the basis on the basis of sincerity. Sincerity is good, but there is one very heavy saying. That heavy saying is that even the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is a very heavy saying. But we are fortunate, all of us, that it's Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lada Beej, that by that infinite mercy of the infinite making himself known to us, the finite, it comes in the mercy of Sri Guru, and no less than the personalities that we have mentioned of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, is that of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj. He is of that same family. And I say family because all of them, they are a family. They are our family. All of us, in the West, we know that In India, many times, especially the older followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, they will refer to him as also as Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we hear Srila Govinda Maharaj speak affectionately. Sometimes he'll mention Srila Swami Maharaj. Actually, Srila Swami Maharaj, that is Srila Prabhupada, that person that he has known so long his entire life, we can say, that when they were all Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, sharing practically the same house in Calcutta, and preaching, and we feel that we are very fortunate to have contact with this family. And it is that is the view of those who are the followers of this Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat line. We see this as our transcendental family, and that they are all our great well-wishers. The glories of Srila Govinda Maharaj, really, they are unlimited. I cannot speak of them because I am a small person. What I can say of Srila Govinda Maharaj, but he was appreciated by Srila Prabhupada as his dearmost son, he said. We heard that at Sridhar Mayapur. And also, he is the most dear disciple and follower of Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. So now, without prolonging this any further, I will ask or offer my Dandavat Pranams at the feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj.
जय ओम विष्णु पाद श्रील भक्ति श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की जय श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत शास्त्री गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जय. दिस इज आवर प्रिसेप्टोरियल लाइन. श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत शास्त्री गोस्वामी ठाकुर व्हेन अपीयर इन द Rupanuga Sampradaya, that time was very dark situation in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Actually, real Vaishnavism completely was that time different way running. We cannot guess. Yeah. Vaishnavism, really Jaiva Dharma, religion of Jiva soul, in the name of Mahaprabhu, many imitation sampradaya that time running, and they are spoiling the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But coming in a current form from Rupa Goswami, that current was hidden. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru of Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when they trying to Aborjana Mukta Kara.
Trying to purify
and to do set right.
Re-established
the Rupa Goswami Prabhu's teachings. What is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was that teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That time they have got much obstacles from 13, mainly 13 Aposampradaya. That was Aul Baul Karta Bhaja Nera Darbe Shai Sahajiya Shoki Veki Sarto Jadgosai. Many Sampradaya, Otibari, Churadhari, Gauranga Nagori, like that 13 Sampradaya, they are showing that they are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but really teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hidden. And Prabhupada said, Nijo Bhoge Korila Gauranga. With their own satisfactory desire, with mundane, they are trying to mix that religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and showing this is the religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we are fortunate that we not lose the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, books of Sanatana Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Srila Narottam Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all the teachings recorded there, and all the scriptures also was protected away with few of the Vaishnavas.
Preserved.
And that teachings Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur given first in this world in Navadvip Dham. He started from Puri. He was in charge of Jagannath Temple, administrator. And from there he started the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. And every day he is giving some class there, evening class. And many of educated persons coming there and hearing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And they consider Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Mahaprabhu's parshad. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur have got some instructions from Mahaprabhu. He wants to go from here to Vrindavan, but you have much work in Navadvip. Till it is not discovered, my birthplace. It is hidden, you try to discover it. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after retirement, he went to Navadvip, and when he had seen the necessary to bring the documents from the London British
Museum
Library and also other the government record.
Yes.
Then he take again service under the government as deputy magistrate and stayed in Krishnanagar, Navadvip there, government office, and he took charge and he served the government and trying to serve Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. And that time he bought from the London many records of Navadvip Dham. In the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Ganges was, where was the Antardip, Shimantardip, Godrumdip, all the records he bought from British Museum Library.
And also in Krishnanagar, he searched 400-500 years ago the records, and he discovered the Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Now you know as Sri Mayapur, Sridham Mayapur, where is at present Sri Jogopit Temple, Sri Chaitanya Math, and ISKCON Temple, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada established that. And this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried as possible by him, and he gave charge to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur for purification of the sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, preaching charge all over the world given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And Saraswati Goswami, from his childhood, was very brave and great Vaishnava. Everybody respecting all the Mahapurush that time, so-called Mahapurush and Mahapurush, they all respecting him as a great Pandit and strict Vaishnava. Anyhow, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur given charge of Sri Mayapur and preaching, then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he was great Pandit also and great Jyotishi, astrologer. He have got the title Siddhanta Saraswati in Banaras. There he defeated the super Jyotish astrologer of Banaras within half an hour. And heavily defeated to him. You know that story, Maharaj?
A little.
He is past tool in the... that...
In the meeting.
In the meeting. Like that. Very strong. Saraswati Thakur.
So defeated.
Yes. Anyhow, after that, when he tried with his full energy, and all the apo-sampradaya?
Deviated.
No, apo-sampradaya. Apo means all the imitation sampradaya. They was very afraid. And they tried to kill the Saraswati Thakur. And many ways they tried. Many wrong case against Saraswati Thakur they given. Even one case is very nice story, that jackfruit, he stolen jackfruit from somebody's garden. This type of case also given against Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur was very renounced. That time he is taking 1 crore Krishna Nam Mahamantra, 1 crore in 1 month. Every day 3 lakhs and more he is taking Harinam that time. 1 crore means 10 million in 1 month. This way he is very renounced and taking food, not using hand, by mouth. This is the scripture which way given instruction he is following very strictly, that all. Anyhow, he was very surprised, jackfruit stolen. This case when come, he went there to his friend and told, this is case come in my against, what shall I do now? And that man was very strong and big jomidar, landlord, very rich man. And he called the police officer to his house, and he told to police officer, I want to do one diary. I want to give one diary, write it. And police officer, very fearful to see his position was like that.
Diary means a charge.
In charge of the Thana, mane police station. And he come, and that man told him, please write one diary, I am giving. And he said, yes sir, tell what is difficulty. Oh, I have one pond in my courtyard, and it is stolen last night. Someone stolen that pond. And that man, surprise, is a pond which was stolen. Right? And that man said, I cannot understand what you are saying. Cannot understand. Pond, you know. In my courtyard there was one nice pond. Yesterday night it is stolen by someone. I do not know. You search, where is that pond? Then that man was very surprised and afraid. Just something happened wrong in our police station. You cannot understand. Then he said, sir, what he wants to say, I cannot understand, which a pond will steal someone. If cannot steal pond, which a Saraswati Thakur stolen the jackfruit, and you wrote that diary in your book. Shame. You cannot understand who is Saraswati Thakur. He stolen one jackfruit from his garden, and you wrote that diary. And why you not write my diary? Then he apologized, sir, I have done wrong. Many case against Saraswati Thakur they given, even jackfruit steal case. But they cannot defeat Saraswati Thakur anyway. And they try to kill him in that Navadvip when Dham Parikrama he started. There are also many big stone death throwing, many things happened in his life. Lastly, they all defeated and Saraswati Thakur established the pure Vaishnavism. What is pure Vaishnavism? And Rupanuga Sampradaya wealth and Mahaprabhu's teaching, all the scriptures he published and distributed all over India that time, and 64 mot he established. Mot means preaching center all over India. Then he tried to preach to the West. And he sent some sannyasi, two sannyasi and one brahmachari to the London first. That is that time London was very wealthy, and there are also big scholar living in the London, and he wants to organize there that Krishna consciousness. But that sannyasi, their policy not was very good. Very good, that means Prabhupada sent them to London, and they are trying to preach so high qualified, educated society. But they have no capacity to do that. They preach that time to high society, and have done many meetings, big meetings, also Caxton Hall, Sir John Anderson, Marquis Jutland, many big person also preside there, and Oxford University. Everywhere they have tried to preach Krishna consciousness, but they are not successful. They are coming to hearing and going, not have got much impression about the Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada tried so many ways, but at that time Prabhupada told them, you come back now. And they come back, and he wants to send Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridhar Dev Goswami. But Guru Maharaj, he cannot, Guru Maharaj was first learned in English. He was very high, he have high philosophical degree and many things he knows. His brain was very fine and clear, but English accent he cannot understand, like me. And it was his very difficulty. Another difficulty was that the foreign culture he not like. And he likes the Brahmin culture of India, but not imitation culture, pure Brahmin culture. It was organized in his family, and he was a high Brahmin family's boy. And that culture, he hesitating to go to London. And he told to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, if you send me, I must go, and I shall try. But what is your desire, not maybe that fulfilled by me. That is, I am little Brahmanized, and secondary, I cannot mix with all the people that way, especially Western people. That is, I cannot understand their accent of English. If you send the Goswami Maharaj, he was Avi Bhakti Saranga, that time Grihastha, and your desire will be fulfilled. Then Prabhupada told, you do not want to go London, and everybody is waiting for going to London, a foreign country.
Everybody's anxious to go.
Very anxious to go, even the cook. He also very anxious to go. He is reading English, I shall go and cook there. And you do not want to go? Well, then he sent A.C. Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. Later he took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. And his name was A.C. Bhakti, Bhakti Saranga Goswami. But everybody respecting very much to Srila Guru Maharaj. Then, and our Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that time was Grihastha, but with Guru Maharaj he had too much affection and friendship. That is, Guru Maharaj brought him from Allahabad to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's lotus feet. Through preaching of Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj come and join in Krishna consciousness. That is, they have much affection and friendship. And time to time, Srila Swami Maharaj meeting with Srila Guru Maharaj and doing discussion many way. This I have seen that later. Anyhow, then Saraswati Thakur told to all the qualified his devotee, if anybody can take charge for preaching in the West, I shall give it. Discharge to him. And time to time, Srila Swami Maharaj coming to Prabhupada's lotus feet, and he was habituated to mix with the Western people. That is, he have a very big medicine shop in Allahabad, and he have laboratory also, Bhimaltan Laboratories, name was that. And he had big medicine shop, and big person also coming to buy medicines. And through that, Jawaharlal Nehru, who was Prime Minister, his father Motilal Nehru, Indira Gandhi, he knows everybody. Through his shop, that his shop was very big, and medicines also, very nice medicine he is selling, and big medicine shop in Allahabad. And Dr. Radhakrishnan, and he have got some help from the government through Radhakrishnan for publishing Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, many things, it's a history. Then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told to Srila Swami Maharaj also, Jawaharlal Babu, you can preach in the West. You have much possibility. That is, you know good English, and also many Englishmen your friend, and you will try to preach there. And Shyamala at that time was Grihastha, but he told, yes, Prabhu, when I shall get chance, I must try this way. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur disappeared. And their mission in Gauri Math, there some disturbance come. And Guru Maharaj was very renounced mentality. Then he come out and 50% high class devotee, they also do not want to stay with that disturbed position. And they also come out. That is, they are not joined for wealth of mission. They join for Krishna consciousness. And they are quarreling, and they do not like it. And who not like it? He have got Krishna consciousness from his guru, and he come out and trying to preach. But Guru Maharaj was very renounced mentality, and he think, I shall spend my last life to stay in Navadvip or Vrindavan, somewhere, and I shall read some, and who will come to me, I shall preach something, but I shall not take disciple. But Srila Swami Maharaj, he was very enthusiastic to take out from the cave of Guru Maharaj. And he always trying to take out.
Take Guru Maharaj out from his cave.
Out from his cave. And Guru Maharaj himself told, I am back pushar man. Then he is not coming out. But finally, Srila Swami Maharaj was somehow successful. That Swami Maharaj have two houses in Calcutta. And one was his laboratory and another his residential house. And first floor in laboratory, there are two rooms was vacant, or he make vacant. And he requested to Guru Maharaj, yeah, when you will come to Calcutta, you stay in this room. This is for yours, and you try to preach here. If you not go anywhere, I shall bring some persons to you. This way, our Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Math branch office started in Calcutta by Swami Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj coming there, and staying 15 days or 1 month. And Srila Swami Maharaj also, he has many friends, and he is bringing that friends to Guru Maharaj. And this way, preaching program going in Calcutta. Actually, that program was Srila Swami Maharaj's program. Guru Maharaj very renounced mentality was. But that time Guru Maharaj can walk and can preach also, everything. I mean, strong. Maybe his age was 45 that time. Then I joined. 1945, Guru Maharaj opened that center with Srila Swami Maharaj in his house. And 1947 I joined with Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. And I stayed there as in charge of that room, you can say. Whole house was our house, that is, laboratory was going downstairs. And first floor there are four rooms and some roof also. And other rooms were store of Srila Swami Maharaj. And two rooms, there we are living very happily. And that way, I was connected with Srila Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj is one son, same age with me. His name was Mathura. And Swami Maharaj's affection also I have got. That is, I was young, 16 or 17 years old that time. And Mathura also at same age. Anyway, Guru Maharaj, when given his mercy to me, and Swami Maharaj automatically very much merciful to me. That is, Sridhar Maharaj is giving affection and Swami Maharaj also automatically giving affection to me. And Guru Maharaj told me, I have no time to teach all the books, but Srila Swami Maharaj, he is doing translation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, translating. And then you, every day you can read Bhagavad Gita from him and it will be very good. And they are doing discussion when Guru Maharaj is living in Siddhakanda Banerjee in Calcutta. Going discussion from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock, like that. Very heavy discussion. Actually, Srila Swami Maharaj have got opportunity to discuss with Guru Maharaj about Krishna consciousness. But he have not got opportunity to discuss with his Guru, Srila Saraswati Thakur. Actually, he met with Saraswati Thakur maybe mostly in his life 10 days.
Maximum.
Have got time. 10 days or 10 times maybe. Maximum 5. I heard 5-6 times. Maximum 10 times. And Saraswati Thakur have many disciples and he have also not so much time to spend with someone. But Guru Maharaj is half enough time. And Srila Swami Maharaj, he was very enthusiastic to preach. That is, he took out from the cave, of Guru Maharaj. And many ways he tried to preach. That time I was surprised to see how much attention he given for preaching. We cannot believe, but after 3 months or 6 months, maybe I become Brahmachari, red cloth. And that time, Srila Swami Maharaj told me, I shall preach, but I have white cloth. And Indians not like white cloth, they like red cloth. And he told to Guru Maharaj, I shall take Gaurendu. That time my name was Gaurendu. I shall take this Gaurendu with me for preaching. And he is going the holidays, say Saturday and Sunday, somewhere he is arranging some meeting for preaching. And he is giving me the Basasan. You sit here. And I do not know anything. But he told, read this book. You read, and I am reading, and he is explaining. He is explaining, I am reading this way, our preaching mission going there. Then after that, many things happen, maybe 7-8 years after Srila Swami Maharaj took sannyas. That is, he was very unsuccessful with his business. And which way he will be successful? Men are coming to do business with him and he is preaching Krishna consciousness. In his house, in the morning, 8 to 9 o'clock he is translating Bhagavad Gita. Then his business starting. And 9 to 10 within, they are coming in his office. Downstairs was his office. And they are coming and he is talking with them business, also starting the preaching Krishna consciousness. Then it was not the business policy to preach Krishna consciousness. And this way he was not so successful with his business. And his sister, Bhavani Didi, we are telling Bhavani Didi, she told, brother, this is not your work. Business is not your work. You cannot do business. You leave everything and take sannyas. And Srila Swami Maharaj told to Bhavani Didi, if I take sannyas, then who will look after my family? And Bhavani Didi said, we are living, we shall see But you took sannyas, that is, we are saying you cannot do business, cannot earn money through the business. But this is your, suitable job to preach Krishna consciousness. That is your...
That's your real work.
Real work. And he has got relief from his family. Then Bhavanindi said, yes, we shall see. And Bhavanindi was very rich. She have 7 sons and all established. And they are rich, all rich, till they are rich. Still they are rich now. One son dead, I heard. He was my best friend. Anyhow, then Srila Swami Maharaj took sannyas. And he tried so hard to preach Krishna consciousness, first starting and alone. But he did not forget the order of his guru, Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he tried to come out from India. And after history, you know all that history, which way he preached. 1 year he have got much austerity. In the West, especially in America, and no food. He is making chapati for someone friend, and that friend giving some chapati to him for eating. And in the same fridge, he is keeping his food. Morning making some, and keeping in the fridge, and even taking that. In same fridge, and there was meat. Srila Swami Maharaj himself said it. I am very enthusiastic to hear which way you are preaching, which way you are doing this. And he was very simple-hearted man. And he explained all. This was the difficulty, this was difficulty, this was difficulty. No garments. Somebody mercifully given some garment, old garment. Many things in his life. But he tried so hard first. Then, after 1 year, he was successful. And that clue also he given us. He told, I tried to preach, which way my preaching mission gone bigger this way. Within 5 years, all over the world, it spread. And that's clue that I am preaching this consciousness with a sincere seeker, but they are very general mass preaching. They are general mass. He is seated under the tree with kartal and khol, playing mridanga, someone coming, playing some kartal. Hippies, many they are coming also. And this way, he turned the mind of general people first, and this way he have got much response through the general people. And first batch they gone to London, but they was not successful. They are only that cause.